We're back on Post Time with Mike and Mike, presented by Bet America. Mike Bozich along with Mike Carter. The show is just getting started right now. We're joined by the VIP Stables' very own Ed O'Connor. Ed, we certainly appreciate you joining us, my friend. How are you?
I am great tonight. Thanks for having me.
All right. This is going to be the first of a weekly segment about the VIP Stables and what exactly VIP Stables has to offer. But first, before we get into that, Ed, let's tell everybody who the racing fans who may not know who Ed O'Connor is. Who is Ed O'Connor?
I am a guy who grew up in Saratoga and used to go to the track, the harness track at night, the thoroughbred track at day during when I was in college. And I just fell in love with horses. And when I was a little bit farther along in my career, I wanted to try to get involved, buy into some harness horses. But there weren't any partnerships available at that time, so I figured, well, why not start one on my own? And that's where VIP Stable came from. And it's that was back in 1999, and it's just taken off over the years. About 10 years ago, I brought my partner Tom James in, and it's really become a labor of love for us. We really enjoy working with our partners and the trainers, and it's really been something that's been a lot of fun for everybody involved.
Yeah, I had a couple of friends originally from the Michigan area, Chicago area, and I had a couple of friends that invested in the VIP Stables are very, very happy with their returns and their success. Before we get into that, though, Ed, let's talk a little bit more about yourself. Tell us about some of the more successful horses that you've had throughout the years.
Well, let's start with today's winner, Give It Gas and Go. I think you remember him. He was the Pennsylvania Sire Stakes champion for two-year-old Trotter and Colt. He's a real special one so far, and we're really happy with him. You know, over the years, we've raced a lot of good overnight horses, a lot of good stakes horses. We've had a lot of luck with a horse named River Shark, who raced for a lot of years for us. He was in the jug. He won over $1 million for us. We've had sire stakes champions in New York, Pennsylvania, and Kentucky, and horses like Summer Camp, Hit It Out of the Park. It just goes on and on. We've had 45 horses make over $100,000 for our partners, and it just keeps going year after year after year. We try to grow a little every year, and the last couple of years it's really taken off. So we're really excited to try to reach out and find some more owners to bring into the game.
What is VIP Stables? And tell us a little bit about how it works. And I know you touched on a little bit about how it began, but talk a little bit about that as well.
We try to make getting into the ownership side of harness raising as easy as possible. My partner and Tom and I work with several really good trainers all around the country. We'll go with them to auctions or to private sales or look at claims and buy horses that we like, horses that we think are going to make money, because we end up owning a piece of pretty much everything in the barn. Once we've got something, we'll send some notifications to our list of partners, and if they are interested, they can buy in. If they're not, they can pass. Guys can buy 10% of a horse, 20% of a horse, sometimes down to 2.5% of a horse. We try to make it easy that we take care of all the bills, we collect all the purses. At the end of the month, we send one statement to everybody and a check if it's a profitable month. They send us a check if it's not a profitable month, which happens. It's a tough game. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. We try to make all the communications as electronic and as easy as possible. We send tweets. We send Facebook messages. We have a password-protected area on our website so partners can get some detailed information. All of our billing is done electronically so people can get their statements kind of immediately and be able to pull them up at any time. So we really go out of our way to try to make it as easy as possible for people to get involved. It's a tough game, but if guys with us just want to pick a horse out, show up and watch them race, hopefully get their picture taken, it can be as easy as that.
Visiting with Ed O'Connor from the VIP Stables. Ed was browsing your website a little bit. Tell us how your yearling partnership works.
Yeah, we've started already buying at the recently concluded Ohio sale. We're buying in Lexington next week as well as Harrisburg. And we're making kind of an offer this year that we hope will really generate some interest. Every year we try to grow the business, as I said, and there's no better way to get people involved than cash. So what we're offering is a $10,000 bonus to our partners who buy into yearlings. So it's kind of split into two pools, $5,000 to the guys who have the best stable of horses. You know, if you go out and you invest in four or five of our yearlings and they do really well, and you know your horses are the top earners in our barn, you're going to get a slice of that $5,000. On the other side, sometimes luck doesn't go everybody's way, so we have a $5,000 kind of a consolation fund. You know, we have one partner this year who's been involved with nothing but bad luck. This is after years of owning Sire State champions and some really good horses, but he just fell on an off year. And you know, a guy like that might look at this bonus offer and say, "Well, you know, hey, I might get a $2,500 check because I had such a bad year as part of the bonus pool." So we look at it as a way to kind of market, but also to give back to our folks.
And Ed, how do we get involved? Say, for example, some of our listeners like what they hear. They want to get involved with VIP Stables. They want to try to take advantage of this $10,000 bonus. How can we get involved?
It's as easy as just going to our website, www.vipstable.com. There's a contact button. They can email us at info@vipstable. They can reach us on Facebook. They can reach us on Twitter. We try to make it easy, and either my partner Tom or myself will get back to everybody who contacts us and find out where they like to race, what they're interested in, and we can usually find a horse that fits the budget and fits the appetite for just about everybody out there.
And I do have to tell you, Ed, before we let you go, it was a tremendous effort by Gibbet Gas and Go today. I mean, Pennsylvania State champion looked fantastic, got the half pretty soft, but then really raced home a very good last half today at Harris Philadelphia. And I have to tell you, Ed, the headwind up the backstretch was probably gusting around 30, 35, 40 miles per hour. It was not very good conditions out there today. Sloppy track, rain, and the Gibbet Gas and Go was very impressive. You certainly got to be happy with this guy.
We sure are. Our trainer, John Boone, Shane picked him out. We give a lot of leeway to our trainers in picking these horses. They're the experts. And John's just done a super job with him for you. Callahan has done a great job driving him, and he just seems to just keep plugging along. He's kind of pointing towards either the race next week at the Red Mile or perhaps the Keystone Classic, but our big goal for the year is the Breeders' Crown. So trying to keep him fresh and ready to go, and with a little bit of luck, we'll be taking aim at the Meadowlands for that big race.
All right, Ed O'Connor from the VIP Stables. Ed, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Really looking forward to getting this partnership going, and our listeners are going to hear a lot more from VIP Stables over the next couple of months. Ed, we certainly appreciate you joining us, my friend.
Thanks a lot. Have a great night.